Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, December 9th, 2010. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. That is a new number. Our old number, which you can still use if you're using a cell phone, you can call regular and save me a nickel. That would be 646-652-4620. That's on our Blog Talk Radio platform. Also, you can send me your emails at any time to comments at libertytalkradio.com. I would love to hear from you, especially your criticisms. This is where we can really get to the core issues of every single issue that we discuss here on the radio. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. That's sutton-associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, he has a monthly newsletter. It's entitled My Two Cents. It is excellent. It is the absolute best. It's succinct. It's not very long, and it's absolutely free. He has a subscription service, which is known as the Sensible Investor. That's more detailed, and it gets into investments if you're interested. I do encourage you to click on sutton-associates.net. Andy's a good friend of mine. He's on the show once a month to give us an update on economic issues. Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. This issue of Liberty Talk Radio wants to talk a little bit about war and more war. The fundamental concept of war, which, quite frankly, I don't understand. But before we get there, I just have to weigh in on a couple of issues. As Andy would say, some talking points. By the way, in front of me, I have a picture of a motorcycle that I want to buy so badly, but I know I would not use very often, so I don't buy it. Anyway, I'd love to do it. It's a Kawasaki ZR10, and I'm just chomping at the bit to buy it. But enough of that garbage. This unemployment thing bothers the heck out of me. Now, you know, those people who feel that, well, you know, it's only right that we extend these employment benefits to those who were unfortunate enough to get trapped in this downturn of the economy. People in the wrong place at the wrong time. It is not their fault. And if it is not their fault, the assumption is it's someone's fault, folks. Now, I want you to listen carefully. If it's not their fault, then what we are trying to do when we say that, what we are attempting to do, is we are attempting to find fault. And our decisions, our monetary policy, will be based on finding fault. I want to get that through your skull. Get everything out of your mind. Purge your mind. we are really attempting to find fault. I know this sounds kind of silly. You say, well, Joe, get to the heavy stuff. You know, stop with this psychological mumbo jumbo. This is not. I don't go into that psychological mumbo jumbo at all. But we are attempting to find fault. Because when we say it's not their fault, we must follow through. We must follow through with the question, well, if it's not their fault, whose fault is it? Well, we do not, as a country, want to answer that question. We will dance around it by saying, you know, well, you know, there were greedy bankers involved. There were hedge fund managers. These people who were making all the money, which resulted in this financial turndown, they're really at fault. We don't say that, but it's sort of in back of our minds. So this is how the government plants it into your head that, you know, it was all those big multi-godzillionaires out there that were really at fault. Now, we don't know who they are. We don't know what they did, but really they're at fault. Now, because all of these rich people who made billions, and folks, they did. They made billions, but we're not going to get there, and we're not going to talk about fault right now. We're not going to talk about that right now. Just hold on to that thought. But because all of these billionaires made, trillionaires almost, I mean, I guess they're billionaires, made all of this extra money, these greedy, heartless, soulless, godless people out there, you know, how can we deny unemployment benefits to those in need, especially during the Christmas holiday. You know, and it's valid. It's a valid point. If, in fact, it was those few greedy people who made billions of dollars on this financial debacle, and it resulted in the downturn of our economy, you know, then we say, well, if they are, why haven't we brought them to court? Why haven't we taken the billions, I know we're talking billions, the billions and billions out of them, and then taken that money and give it to those people who are unemployed? Now, just think about that. If someone, this country is built on the premise that we can do whatever we want, provided we do not infringe on the equal rights of others. And the purpose of government is to protect that right. That's the only purpose of government is to protect that right. So if they did wrong, if they are at fault, if they took my job away illegally, maliciously, intentionally, then we go to court. We go to the higher court and we say, I present my case. These people sucked money out of the economy and destroyed my company. I no longer have a job. And the courts say, you know, Joe, you're right. Maronami, these guys are real bums. Maronami, we're not only going to take the billions that they made back out of them, we're going to take the billions of dollars out. And we can get the billions of dollars out because it's all the big banksters. Remember, as General Celeste says, the banksters, and I love that term. Well, the banksters are going to give that money back. 50, 100 billion, 500 billion. It's going to be $500 billion. But we're going to find them an additional $500 billion. So we're going to take this $1 trillion and we're going to give it to the money to the companies and the people who lost out because of these banksters, and we're going to level the playing field. In other words, we're going to bring it back to neutral, where everybody has what they had before. Now, I could understand that, folks. I mean, you could understand that. Everyone could understand that. There should be absolutely no problem in understanding that. There are no ghosts, no mirrors, no nothing. No fog there. We go to court, the court says, Maronami, these guys are wrong. What they did is ba-bing, ba-bang, ba-boom. Everybody lost their job. These guys sucked billions, hundreds of billions out of the economy. You know, they did it all illegally. You lost your job, you're getting your money back. And not only money back, but you're going to get double your money back. because what we're going to do is we're going to pay damages now. Now, everybody's okay with that. Nobody would disagree. And everyone's, I bet you everyone who's listening right now, every one of my listeners have their heads going up and down like a bubble doll. You know, bloop, 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 bloop. Yep, I agree. And you should. Everyone should agree. My head's going up and down. But I agree. Brains are a little loose, but the old age, your brains get loose. So here we are. Problem solved. What seems to be the problem? Here it is, folks. The problem is that the person to blame cannot be fixed on an individual or a company. You see, it was a reaction to government policy. Now, the government is not, what the government is in fact saying, that we really screwed up. Now, they're never going to admit this. Believe me, you'll never get this admission from anyone. Not one person. Well, you may get it from Ron Paul. Rand Paul, you may not. But Ron Paul, you'll get it. We screwed up. We created a housing bubble. We pushed people through legislation, banks, basically, pushed them to give loans out to people who did not qualify. And those banks knew if they didn't give the loans out, somebody else would give the loans out. And we permitted them to bundle them into these financial instruments that no one understood. Let's take a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Caller, you're on the air, but you didn't press the one button, so you don't want to speak. I don't blame you. Very good. But, you know, I forget that all the time, folks. There is a screen. I got three screens in front of me. And one of the screens has the telephone number that's calling me. So I know, for example, it's area code 405 or whatever the case may be. And if you want to speak, you press the one button. I see the telephone number. I click on it before the one. So if you're listening to me, area code 918 in this case, just listen. You have to say a word. I'm sorry for even clicking you on. Okay. And you can chime in whenever you want. Now, where was I? So the government's not going to say, hey, we're at fault here. You know, look what we did. We enticed these companies. We forced them to give this money. We allowed them to do that. So now, since the government is at fault, the government has to pay all of this money out and keep these people basically whole. We have to give them money. We have to pay damages to all these people. That's, in fact, what the government is doing. In fact, that's what the government is doing. No one's looking at it that way. Not one person in the world is looking at it that way, except Liberty Talk Radio, folks. Not one person in the world is looking at it that way. Oh, I lost my caller. Good thing. Not a good thing, but I'm sorry, but listen on your computer. I mean, I'm sorry, I should have called. I shouldn't have clicked the number. But if you understand that, it will become clear. It's got to become clear, folks. Your mind has to be clear of all the noise, of all the verbiage, of all of the word pictures that we paint in our minds. When we say, you know, who's at fault? It's not, when we say, it's not their fault. Once we say, it's not their fault, then we start painting pictures in our minds. We're humans. Our minds start going, okay, we're not at fault. Who's at fault? It starts computing. We got to find a fault. So when the government says, well, we have to give them unemployment benefits, especially during the holidays, because it wasn't their fault, our mind goes, right, okay, nice thing to do. When in fact we should be going, no, wait a minute, my mind is screwed up. I don't know what I'm talking about. What are they doing? My mind's going to explode. Going to absolutely explode. I can't take it anymore. As Richard Black would do, say, he go, bloop, bloop, what is that? He's right, I do say, bloop, bloop, what's that? That's what we should be doing. We should, wait a minute. If they're not at fault, who is? Tell me, who's at fault? They go, oh, the banksters and all those crooks out there and all these men. Well, if they're up, you know who they are. Bring them to justice. Get the billions from them. It won't cost us a dime. They won't do that because the banksters and the government are the same people. Same people, folks. Isn't that horrible? Isn't that horrible? So now the government says we extend the unemployment benefits for 13 more months. And who pays? Who pays, folks? Come on. You know the answer to that question. The person who pays, you and me. It is a shame that you and me have to pay. We have to pay. Not the banksters, not the government policymakers, not the politicians who scammed us into this stupid thing and made billions from it. They don't pay. They're going to be benevolent. They have a heart. They are going to extend the 13 weeks, the 3 months rather, of unemployment benefits. And what these bums are doing is that they not only made billions and billions of dollars, both those in the government and in the banking industry made billions of dollars with this scam. But the people who were placed on trial and found guilty, understand this, folks. Please understand this. The person who was found guilty was you and me. We were found guilty. You say, well, Joe, how could you say that? The government didn't say that. Yes, by virtue of the fact is that they are taking the money out of our pockets to pay the people who are unemployed. You go, wait a minute. If that's the case, why aren't the banksters and the crooked politicians and policymakers, why aren't they paying that money? But no, they just enact legislation so that you and I pay the money back. It's like they're guilty and the innocent people pay. You see what I mean? And then we say, oh, look, the Republicans got their way. No, they didn't. The Democrats got their way. No, they didn't. They didn't get anything, any way whatsoever. All they did was said, okay, we know we are guilty. Sorry, Mary, John, Bob, Willie, you're going to pay. Now cough up. Think of the idiocy, the absolute insanity of all of that. And all because we say that, oh, we should extend the unemployment because it wasn't their fault. And once we try to blame, determine fault, we're cooked. Because when you want to determine fault, you have to go back to the government and say the government was at fault. And if the government says, yes, it's our fault, we'll pay. No, you can't pay. You have no money. If you're going to pay, I want to see everyone involved in court. I want everybody in jail, everybody, including the President of the United States if he's at fault. Everybody, no matter what job they have. I don't care if it was a clerk. I don't care if it was a politician. Anybody who was involved, all go to jail. And by the way, we're not going to pay for the jail. They have to go to a jail where they grow their own food. And if they have a drought, they starve to death. That's jail. Madonna, what's the matter with us? We try to find fault. So since it's not their fault, we give them 13 weeks of unemployment. I want 13 weeks. I never collected unemployment. Even when I was out of a job. I never collected unemployment. You know, I was too busy looking for a job. When I got out of a job, when I was fired, my last job, when I was fired, you know what I did? I started my own business. And I felt guilty. I could have filed for unemployment because I had an income, nothing, you know. But I said, I'm going to start my own business. And I was too busy starting my own business, helping my wife with her business, to file for unemployment. I said, it's a distraction. And today, I have the largest industrial health testing company in the state of Oklahoma. I started from nothing, zero, scratch, nothing. I didn't even know what I was doing. But I certainly didn't stay home collecting checks. I starve first. Absolutely starve first. Oh my God, I can't stand it. I can't. This subject drives me nuts, as you can tell. I was going to talk about war, and here I'm talking about unemployment. And then when this, our leader, we call him our leader. He's not our leader. I have no leader. I have no leader. I am the leader. I am the leader of me. I am sovereign. There is no leader. Nowhere around the world is there a leader. It's me. When he says, well, I didn't get everything that I wanted, and they didn't get everything that they wanted. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop the presses. Stop the film. Stop everything. What do you mean? What could you conceivably mean when you say you didn't get what you wanted? You were the crook that started this whole thing. Not you, but you, your position did. And you're perpetuating it. You didn't get what you wanted? It's not about what you want. I voted you in office. You are a civil servant. You serve me. You don't, the servant doesn't tell me what to do. Doesn't make the decision about what they want. Now, I don't believe in servants, by the way. But in this case, since he says he's a civil servant, you don't decide what I want. I decide what I want. Who the heck are you to tell me what I want? He didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get what he wanted. Well, isn't that a shame? I didn't get my toy. I'm going to go home and I'm going to hold my breath. My God, and we, when he said that, I ran out the window. I wanted to see. I said, people have got to be in the streets rioting right now in my neighborhood. They got to be going crazy because I heard that. They got to be rioting. There's going to be riots in the street all over the country. No one. Everybody says, well, I guess the man's learned to compromise. And then we get, the big one, right? We get, well, he's becoming a centrist. He's more towards the center. What the heck does that mean? Another word that we translate in our minds that absolutely contaminates our thinking, contaminates it totally. Well, I'm glad he's finally becoming a centrist there, you know, not too far left, not too far. In other words, a person who has absolutely no principles whatsoever, does not adhere to the Constitution in any way, shape, or form, is a centrist. Because a centrist says, well, I give here, you take here, this guy takes here, this person takes this, and we sort of mix it up, we average it out, you know. It's like one person makes $10 a week, one person makes $1 million a week, and if you average it out, you know, everyone's making, you know, $500,000 a week. That makes no sense whatsoever. One person's starving to death, and the other person living in a castle. But they're both making $500,000 a week. It makes no sense whatsoever. None. I wish someone would call in. 888-773-4496. Come on, folks. I know you're out there. 888-773-4496. Or you can call our direct line, 646-652-4620. I give you that second number because that's the number for Blog Talk Radio, which is one of our platforms. And it's 646-652-4620. If you're on a cell phone, you know, the toll-free number doesn't mean anything. But if you're calling from a landline, 888-773-4496. Will someone please call and tell me that I'm wrong? Not what he wants. I don't give a damn what he wants. I don't care. I don't care if he walks off a cliff. I don't care. And then when you think of the idiocy, the absolute idiocy of extending unemployment, well, for 13 months. Now, it's not the extension of it, it's the time frame. The time frame that's more idiotic than the amount. The fact that you're doing it. You're saying, why 13 months? Well, I can tell you why 13 months. Because 13 months brings you to January of 2012. And you're not expiring them right before Christmas. The holidays. I should say Christmas, all the holidays. The religious holidays. You know, what scamsters, what con artists, what bums, every one of them extending them 13 months. Well, since they keep on extending, why don't we do this? Why don't we be honest? Oh, no, we can't be honest. Excuse me, folks. Being honest is not in the cards. Here, let's be honest. Let's extend, give everyone unemployment up to and including the time when the economy recovers. Huh? Come on, folks. 888-773-4496. Comments at libertytalkradio.com is our email address. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Why not? Why not give it right up until the economy recovers? Because then someone's going to say, ha-ha, Wednesday, the economy recovered. No one gets unemployment. But it can't do that. They don't know what that means. If I'm unemployed, the economy hasn't recovered. They can't define their own program. Oh, Maronami, this drives me nuts, and people don't understand that. What drives me nuts is nobody understands the concept of that. They all think, oh, it's nice that they did that because people were unemployed and they need the money, especially during the holiday. Oh, my God, will you just dig your hole now and crawl into it? Oh. And not that I'm against people. I don't care if people starve. Don't get me wrong. It has nothing to do with that at all. But if our thinking was different, these type of people would not be in office and we wouldn't have this problem in the first place. And I wouldn't be screaming at 7 o'clock in the morning like this. All right, WikiLeaks. No need for Wiki. This is how we get. I want to talk about war and more war. And I haven't talked about war. It's 4 minutes to seven. I got, what, a few minutes, 18 minutes left. I haven't even started my subject yet. You know, during the week, I get pent up with this frustration. And I have this radio program. Believe me, I pay for everything. And my wife's company, she gets recognition on the air. So, you know, she pays a little bit each month. I mean, like $25 a month or something. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have this radio program because I vent. If I didn't have this venting, I'd probably explode. Motto to me, I don't understand. And I don't understand why people are not calling in. 888-773-4496. Please, someone call in and argue with me. Tell me I'm absolutely wrong. Please. I'm assuming if I get no calls, everyone agrees with me. Good. Then at least we have the universe is going in the right direction. 646-652-4620 if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go to 888 toll free, 888-773-4496. I'd like to get your email to comments at libertytalkradio.com. WikiLeaks. This is going to be my segue to foreign policy. I'm exhausted. I don't think I'll ever get to it. But, you know, people say, I've had people call me. I mean, literally, they say, isn't this terrible? What's terrible? This guy, he published all of these secret documents. All these. What do you mean? Here we go again. What do you mean secret? What do you mean government confidential documents? There should be no confidential government document. So, well, you have to. Well, you can't have a foreign policy without, you know, telling everyone what you do. But wait a minute. Here we go. Our minds go nuts again. This has to do with WikiLeaks and war. There should be no foreign policy. What do you mean there's no foreign policy? How could we negotiate with other countries? But wait a minute. We should not be negotiating with them. What do you mean we have to negotiate with other countries? When our founding fathers came here, they did not come here saying, we are here to establish a war-mongering nation. We're going to come here and build a big industry. We're going to build aircraft carriers and destroyers and cruisers and high-speed airplanes and, you know, bombs and stuff like that and nuclear weapons so we can control the world. That's the purpose of the United States. No, they came here. They came here because they were yearning to be free. They wanted to be free of the rest of it because there was no place to go in the world. Folks, if there was a place to go, they would never have come here. There was no place in the world that they could go and say, okay, let's start from scratch. No more this war entanglements and socialist governments and monarchies and dictators, no more. And we're going to write up a constitution, a document, which we'll call the Constitution, with a Declaration of Independence, declaring ourselves free from any other nation. Of course, in that time it was Britain primarily. And we are not going to abide by anybody else's rules. And we want to be left alone. And that worked all the way until World War I. Actually, before that, the War of 1812. Happened all the way through the War of 1812. But mostly, and then primarily up until World War I, where the government had to con us into going over there, we will fight over there. I mean, we had to have a song. Yeah, oh, let's go over there, man. You know, there's hot chicks in France. I'm going to go to the French line, man. I'm gonna get myself some hot chick. Yeah, that's really, that's the mentality. And the government says, we have to make people so stupid through our school system, so stupid, so non-thinking, that we can start a war anywhere in the world. And you know what? They would follow. We go, okay, Bobby, put that uniform on, go over there, and you see that country, go there and kill a few people.
All right, I guess I gotta go. That's my orders.
And they go. And that's it. That's it. They just go. And the unfortunate part is that the people who have served honorably, and everyone who serves there, serves honorably, and they get my utmost respect, but does so with the thought that they are actually defending our country, when in fact, all they're doing is protecting the banksters. The banksters and the politicians, all one, right? The same one that are telling us to extend the unemployment benefits, that are taking the money from us to pay to somebody else after they made the billions of dollars. Same people! And we say, well, we're there to fight for democracy. Just like, over there, we will fight over, you know, and then we go there with a song in our head. And most of the guys die. Terrible death. War is so unnecessary. Foreign policy is unnecessary. We don't need foreign. Why do we need foreign policy? All we are is a land mass. Let's talk different definitions. War is unnecessary because all we are in the United States is a land mass where people are residing. People are residing. Not these type of people or those type of people, big people, small people, rich people, poor people. No. People are residing on this land mass that has as its boundaries, basically, a Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Those are the two things that we abide by that says, we're free, leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. And how could we have a foreign policy when people here, if they want to transact with someone overseas, any country, whether it be Mexico, Canada, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, makes no difference. They can transact with, on an individual basis. Why do you need a foreign policy? You only need a foreign policy is when you have a government that's making money via the war machine. That's the only time. You don't need a foreign policy. Well, what about, tariffs? No, you don't need tariffs. I mean, I go someplace and say, hey, I want to buy these parts from you, and they're made in Czechoslovakia. I buy them, and they ship them here, and that's it. Period. I mean, what do you need a foreign policy for? Why is a foreign policy? Why is war necessary? Why do we have to have this big war machine? These aircraft carriers. By the way, have you seen the Ronald Reagan, the latest aircraft carrier? Unbelievable. This thing is unbelievably big. It dwarfs all the other aircraft carriers. Now, here's the kicker. It goes around intimidating people. This thing is the Death Star. I mean, you'd see this thing, and you can imagine these other countries. I mean, this thing is as big as some of the countries. It, you know, floating by another country, talking about the Death Star. I mean, you know, like in Star Wars. This thing is intimidating. And why? Why do we have the Ronald Reagan? Why do we have any aircraft carriers? They're not defensive weapons. They're offensive weapons. Why? We're supposed to be a peace-loving nation. But there's, folks, the reason for war and more war Listen carefully. The reason for war and more war is that there is no money in peace for the government and the banksters, who are all one. There is no money in peace, not a dime, not a trickle, not a penny, nothing. And in government, you follow the money and the power begets money. Folks, you have to understand that. It has nothing to do with democracy around the world and making people live better, because we prop up dictators every year. We prop up dictators who subjugate the people they dictate over, and they do the most horrible things. But they will buy our airplanes and our guns and our weather. They will pay us for the armament so that they will take our side in conflict. You know, and then at the same time, they will allow us to extract their natural resources at a dirt cheap price so we can use it ourselves. I mean, folks, you have to understand that's the game. That is the entire game. Other than that, there is no game. Now, in peace, what is there for the government? In peace. Now, we're in total peace, right? We don't need any foreign policy. You can now fire 95% of the people in government. 95% are just totally out the window. They have no job. There's no money and no power for anyone, because everyone is doing what they should be doing, and that's making individual decisions for their betterment, not for the government's betterment. And just think of the idiocy of war. You remember the war prayer by my brain just locked up. In fact, I was just thinking, reading it the other day. I can't think. I'm sorry, I just can't. But the war prayer, and it's a horrible thing. It's a little booklet, and it talks about how, you know, the spiritual leader here and the spiritual leader on the other side talk about, let our people, you know, be successful in war. Let the other people die in vain and in horror and everything. It's horrible. The war prayer, but the war prayer is exactly what war is about. Mark Twain, yeah, wrote the war prayer. And everyone should read that. Once you read that, you'll understand war beautifully. And you have to understand, folks, that there's no reason for us to be in Afghanistan. There is no reason for us to be in Iraq. There is no reason for us to be in Saudi Arabia. And in fact, we are in over 150 foreign countries around the world. There's only 192, I believe, and someone call me and tell me I'm wrong. It's 888-773-4496, 888-773-4496. Or 646-652-4620, comments@libertytalkradio.com, and I hope I get some real good ones this time, and I will answer them next week. But folks, there's no reason for that. I mean, just, no reason for any of those wars. You know, isn't it funny, we're only in those places where, in countries that are rich in natural resources. I mean, there you go. Oh, geez, it's just coincidence. I'm sorry. Isn't that amazing? No. War and more war and more war and more war. We are a war nation. We will always be at war. A friend of mine who knows someone well in the Secret Service, he says, I can tell you absolutely nothing of what I do. But the only thing I'll tell you is the first thing we learn in the Secret Service is that, and folks, this is the truth, we will always be at war. Think about that. If this guy is correct, just think of our future. We will always be at war. And look what's happening now. The idiocy of us telling Iran, why do we care? Why do we have any foreign policy with Iran? Why aren't we here? And if Iran does something that we need, we trade with them, they trade with us. I mean, why? Because the British took the land away from Palestine, the Palestinians, gave it to the Zionist Jews, as Helen Thomas says, and I agree with her, you know, and everyone's going to get mad, but that's what happened. And the Jews really didn't want it. Vast majority of Jews says, no, 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 we don't want a Jewish state. No, never work. But the financial people said, we're going to do this. So we can protect Israel against the Palestinians. Oh, come on, folks. Please, please, let's just be honest. Why can't we just be honest? Why do we have to, oh, no, it has to do with the terrorists. No, who's a terrorist? Who? Define a terrorist. If you have an aircraft carrier like the Ronald Reagan passing by your country, intimidating your country, are you not a terrorist? Are you not terrorizing that nation? I tell you, when I saw this aircraft carrier, I mean, I could not believe it. It went on forever. I think there's 5,000-6,000 sailors on it. I mean, the support, the fleet of support. And the sorrowful part, folks, the real sorrowful part, is that it's incredibly vulnerable. I mean, one little rocket, one little torpedo in the right place, it goes down. I mean, we're talking billions and billions of dollars plus nuclear, you know, nuclear energies on there, you know, radiation. I mean, it is a horrible, I tell you, it was a magnificent sight. It was a horrible sight. So we have more and more war because that's our future. It is our future because that's where the money is. There is no reason to. There's no reason for foreign policy. There's no reason for us to do anything that we are doing now. And anything that you hear that justifies why we do what we do is the same thing when we say, you know, our mind starts translating, we look for fault. Remember in the very beginning of this broadcast, I said, oh, we say, well, you know, it's not the people's fault that they don't have work. So we find fault. The government plays these mind games that we put these words in there and we translate them. We translate them so that we come, so our conclusion is their conclusion. So we go, oh, well, the government must be doing the right thing. No, 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 no. Turn the mind, refresh your mind, reset it, restart your mind. Say, no, that's not right. That's not right. And we should all be angry for that. And we're not. We're proud of our government. And what perpetrates this war even more, what perpetrates war is people say, boy, I'm proud. My son is serving in the Marines. But please, don't get me wrong. Don't say I'm against our soldiers. Not at all. Not at all. I enlisted in the Marines, Vietnam. And I wasn't taken, and I'm going to tell everyone here, I wasn't taken because I had a seizure when I was young. When I was very young, and they wouldn't take me. I would have been in Vietnam. I most likely would have died. So, I mean, I'm not anti anything. No, I'm not anti the Marines. I'm not anti the people. Not at all. I'm against the thinking that we have. We should say, you know, what? How did I raise my child so he would think that going overseas, dying for these banksters, is an honorable thing? Then we know we've arrived. And, folks, that's the end of today's program. And we'll see you next Thursday. We'll see you next Thursday, okay? Thursday morning. And I think we're going to have Andy Sutton next week or the week after, but I'm not sure. We'll check our blog, you know, and check our website, and we'll tell you when our next program is, okay? This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. That's 749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal." The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.